Good morning. A warm front moved through the region overnight. It brought with it a lot of clouds and an increasing southerly wind flow. The combination of these two elements kept temperatures very mild overnight, with readings in most places in the 50s to around 60 to start the day. Also along with the front, we have scattered showers and even a couple of bursts of rain for the morning drive. These showers and bursts of rain will move through from time to time during the morning and into the afternoon as a storm system approaches from the Midwest and Great Lakes. Upper level support along with this storm will touch off more showers this afternoon and maybe even a thunderstorm, with a heavier burst of rain not out of the question as we head toward the evening commute. The storm will continue to track through the region later on today and tonight. Out ahead of it, temperatures will surge into the 70s with some breaks of sunshine. Some places could even approach the 80-degree mark, but clouds will dominate. Until later on tonight, we'll see the chance for showers. Then, as the storm system tracks off the eastern seaboard, even though we'll stick to some clouds overnight, rain chances will go down during the overnight period. Low temperatures will dip back into the 40s and lower 50s. Tomorrow will start off cloudy with some leftover moisture in the air from this storm, but as we get deeper into the morning and especially during the afternoon, the sun will come back as high pressure will take control for the weekend. It'll provide us with a northwest breeze tomorrow, which will make it feel a bit cooler, and temperatures will be down several degrees, but highs close to seasonal averages and mainly in the lower 60s. Sunshine will mix with some clouds on Sunday, but it will stay dry for the second half of the weekend as well, near 60 degrees. A front will be draped across the area for the early part of next week. Much cooler air on the northern side of the front, close to the Canadian border, while milder air will reside to the south of the front. Showers will be common on Monday and Tuesday with the front so close by, and temperatures will be in the 50s and 60s, depending on which side of the front you're on during the early part of the week. Readings will climb through the 60s as we get into Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that front extending from the Great Lakes southward to the western Gulf Coast will slowly move to the east coast tonight. Showers and thunderstorms will develop along and ahead of the boundary from the Ohio Valley to the lower Mississippi Valley and the western Gulf Coast. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms from southern Ohio to central Alabama. Strong wind gusts and hail are the primary risks with these storms. Meanwhile, a deep upper-level trough just off the northwest coast will move inland to the northern Rockies into the weekend, and rain will develop along the northwest coast and into northern and central California. As the system heads inland, rain with embedded thunderstorms are likely over parts of the northern Intermountain region and northern Rockies that will expand into parts of the central Rockies and northern High Plains by late tomorrow. Snow will also develop over the highest elevations of the northern and central Rockies and Sierras. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 37 degrees with a west-southwest wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear with ice crystals and 15 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 42, 52% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.90 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 18 at Gothic, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the mid-70s, Boston partly sunny, a shower possible in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and the risk of a thunderstorm and highs right around 60 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 76 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 54, that's 4 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation before midnight last night for the month, 1.30 inches, that's 93 hundredths of an inch of precipitation below normal, and 7.79 inches for the year, which is 2.44 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 40. The record high, 86, set in 1985, and the record low, 20, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:02 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:46 p.m., 13 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers, and possibly a thunderstorm today, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers this evening, then cloudy but mostly dry tonight, and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers this evening, then cloudy but mainly dry tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, with highs in the lower 70s. Scattered showers this evening, then cloudy but mostly dry tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers this evening, cloudy but mostly dry tonight, lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, high temperatures in the lower to mid-70s. Scattered showers this evening, then cloudy but mostly dry tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, cooler but still mild, lower 60s, a mix of sun and clouds near 60 on Sunday. Lower 60s on Monday with a chance of a shower. Better chance of showers Tuesday, upper 50s. Mostly sunny back to 60 Wednesday, and another chance for showers Thursday with highs in the upper 60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.